And I think about this young man that he had a farm and had a little fruit stand up there by the road. And I mean, he was farming and he was selling stuff and he was doing good and everything else. And he sent his son off to college. He wanted his son to be able to make something good out of himself. So he went to college, and when he come home from college and graduated, he told his dad, he said, "Dad, what are you doing with all these signs out and all this stuff here? Don't you know there's a recession on?" He said, "A what?" He said, "A recession." He said, "Well, I don't know what a recession is." He said, "Dad, it's whenever the people don't buy stuff and they don't have money. That's a recession, when people are getting poor. And here you're advertising and selling everything like there's not a recession on." He said, "What am I supposed to do?" He said, "Quit advertising, quit taking stuff up here because people ain't going to buy it." And so he started cutting back on his advertising, cutting back on everything. And it wasn't but about 3 months. He said, "Son, you're right. There is a recession on." He should have never listened to that boy that didn't have wisdom. Now, God says in His Word, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask who? God. Now, is He going to give it to you? Yes, it says He will. So here's what we do. We say, "Oh, Lord. Lord, I love that, don't you, Bill? I love that." Yeah, we're all of us men like that. "Lord, I want wisdom, and I thank You for giving it to me liberally." And then you turned and asked your wife. She said, "What were you doing, honey?" "I was praying for wisdom." "You believe God give it to you?" He said, "Oh, I sure hope He heard my prayer." A week later, "You're smarter than that, aren't you?" Let's see what happens when you ask like that. Verse 6 says, "But let him ask in faith." How much wavering? None. Now, surely God wouldn't expect me to ask in total faith, nothing wavering. See, that's when I got a hold of that, I guarantee. Obviously, God loves it too, because He sure does do a lot. Whenever I remember when I prayed for Philip, that's the first time I remember using that word, whenever his mother said, "Now, when are these warts and scars going to come off?" I said, "Ma'am, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when, but I said, I guarantee you on the word of the living God, if you stay in faith with me with no doubt, in a few days or a few weeks, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body. I guarantee it, because God made us a promise in Matthew 18:19. That's the first time I ever remember guaranteeing that. And boy, you look at the boy today, here he is right here 14 years later, up there running the sound and the cameras and all that stuff, and that boy ain't got a wart or a scar on his body. So after he finally come to work for me, years later, I asked him, I said, "Phil, I'd like to have some pictures of you when you had them warts." He said, "There ain't none. We destroyed them all." He didn't want none of them. Now I thought, what a shame. If we had some pictures with all them warts. But I can understand why he didn't want no pictures. I mean, he looked awful. And, of course, whenever he sat there on the couch beside me as a little 11-year-old boy. How old are you, son? 12. So he's about that boy's size right there. He was 11. And he had warts all over him. And had those big old scars and warts on his hands and everywhere. And he said, "I hate it because all the kids in school call me Warty." I said, "Son, I know how cruel and heartless people are. But," I said, "what are you going to tell them when you go back to school next year?" It was just about at the end of the year and summer was coming. I said, "What are you going to do when you go back to school after God takes them off? What are you going to tell them?" He said, "Mr. Scrivener, I'm going to tell them Jesus took them off." I said, "They're going to laugh at you." And that's what he told them. "Hey, what happened to you? Aren't you that ward kid that was here last year?" "Yeah." "Well, what'd you do? Go have surgery or something during the summer and cut all them things off?" "No, I had a man of God come over and we prayed over him, and Jesus took him off." "Oh, good. Don't tell me that nonsense." Isn't that something that the world is so steeped in unbelief? Saturated. This mighty God. And here's this young boy, this size right here, now that's got a real dilemma on his hands. He's been totally healed by the power of God, even removing the scars. Even Jesus even took the scars off him where they had burned them and cut them off. You know, today you can look at Philip. He ain't got a wart or a scar, a mark on him nowhere. Big old, tall, handsome young man. You know, one day I told his little wife, maybe it's just before they got married. I said, Krista, did Philip ever tell you about his warts? She said, what warts? I said, when he had all them warts all over his body? She said, no. Looked, I said, you know, what would you have thought first time you looked at him? He had him in his nose, eyes, ears, all down his mouth, his throat all around his mouth. She said, ooh, Philip, you had that? I said, you probably wouldn't have ever dated him, would you? She said, no. See? And he said, I never told her. See, but I told her. But Krista's life's totally been changed since she's been here working with us in the ministry. But his has too. You know, they're walking in obedience. In fact, I got tickled at Phil here a while back. He told me, he said, Mr. Scrivener, you know, really walking with God, doing what he says, really not that hard. You know it? I said, it's really not. You know, if you're around godly people all the time, you know, you're not out in the world. You know, it's pretty easy to walk with God. It's when you're in the world when it's hard. When the world's making fun of you, running over you and saying, you idiot, who do you think you are? You know, hey, it's not quite so easy, is it, Bill? And when you're walking with God and godly men and they're doing what he says, it's pretty easy to do what God says. But he says here in verse 6, but let him ask in faith nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And then look at the next verse. For let not that man think he shall receive how much? Nothing. You will not receive anything from the Lord. Now, Hebrews 11:6 makes us a promise. We're just talking about faith here. Hebrews 11:6. Let's see what Hebrews 11:6 says. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, impossible to please him. I tell this often about men and women. If you got a husband and he don't do nothing, if you don't never do nothing that pleases him, what do you think the chances are that he just goes out and buys you a new car? What do you think the chances would be? Not too good, huh? If you never had dinner ready for him, never done nothing that pleased him, never cleaned a house, didn't do anything that pleased your husband, never did not one thing, what do you think the chances would be him doing something wonderful for you like that? This girl knows. But, you know, if you just that good, sweet wife like the Lord's told us you need to be, you know, and you're that loving girl, you know, that you love your husband, you honor him, you respect him, you obey him. You're that sweet, gentle girl. And like it said there a while ago, that gentle spirit is what they love. And God loves that. But he also says, don't let the plaiting of the hair and the putting on of makeup and all that stuff be the thing that you want to make yourself beautiful to him, but that sweet, gentle spirit. But like I've told lots of people, it doesn't hurt anything to put a little paint on the old barn, you know, to make it look a little better. I said a little makeup, a little rouge or something, combing your hair. It does make you look better. And I'd much rather for mine to look pretty than to not ever do her hair, nothing like that. So that's what I say. It helps when you paint the old barn. You know, the thing looks better. You know what I mean there too, right? It does do that. But the Lord says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if you don't please him, what do you think he's going to do for us? That's absolutely right. Absolutely nothing. If you don't come to him and you say, okay, God, I know you're God, but I'm going to pray this prayer of faith for this guy. And Lord, if it be your will you please heal him, oh God, if it be your will. Just because you told him four times in a dream, have him come over here and have me pray for him. Lord, I'm not sure it's your will. What do you think God's going to do?
I think he's going to frown on that.
Oh, my. He's going to say,
that's right.
You make me sick.
No trust at all.
None whatsoever. But if I say, Lord, I lay my hand on this man, cast these demons at him, I pray for him, he's healed in the name of Jesus. Now, I guarantee it's done. And Jesus, oh, now then we can get something done there. Without faith, it's impossible to please me.
Did it his way.
And you do it his way. And you know, he don't do it my way ever.
Thank God.
He does it the way he wants. He does it the way it's written in this book. Mm-hmm. And without faith, it is impossible to please me. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we diligently seek him, how do we diligently seek him? We get in the Word. How can you know God outside of the Word? It's impossible. You got to know what pleases him. If you're not in the Word, he's God. He's alive and well. I don't care if the world laughs at him, says he don't mean nothing. Just like right now. God says that when they don't believe in me and they sin, I will send earthquakes and I will send storms and I will shake the heavens as well as the earth this time. And he says, when they do finally cry out to me, I will laugh at them from the heavens. Isn't that something? They say, that's not God. God wouldn't do such a thing to us. Well, let me tell you, he will. And he's doing that right now. Did any of y'all see the movie? No, I mean, not the movies, but the news that I saw it, a little of it on CNN, that down in the Midwest, I don't remember what rivers it was, just this last week, there was entire little towns washed away. Did you see that? I saw one place there, it said this was a town. And the next picture, it was a lake. And there was you couldn't see a single building. They were gone. I thought, man, how could you understand that's not a judgment from God? He's trying to tell us something. He's up here in heaven saying, hey guys, I am not happy with y'all. This nonsense that y'all say you don't believe me, hey, I'm real. Now then, if you'll come back and repent. And he's not talking to that lost bunch out there. He's talking to the church. If my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and then I will heal their land. And he's also trying to say, if we will turn from our wicked ways, whatever they are, and cry out to him in faith, he'll heal our bodies. It's like I told you a while ago about the man that came and had the 2600 vision. He said it over and over and over. Now, see, what if he'd have said it three or four times the first day, and the next morning he said, well, it didn't work. You know, just like you said a while ago, Bill, when he knows you believe it in that heart, that's when it's done.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.